Have you ever felt like your creative work was a little bit contrived? I'm Alex Sugg, and this is Make Something Cool. So I've been told in the past that the way I approach creativity can feel really contrived. And needless to say, that really sucked, and it left some lasting insecurities in me. I'm honestly pretty self-conscious about it, and I know that there are many others out there who are also self-conscious about that too. So what do I mean by creative work feeling contrived? Well, essentially, it means that you're being forceful in your work. It doesn't feel quite natural or organic. You know, a friend would see it and say something like, "That doesn't sound like the real you." Almost like a used car salesman, it feels like a pitch for something and less like an expression of the person who made it. And as we all know, it's basically impossible to connect with things that feel forced or disingenuous. I know I can smell it from a mile away, and it immediately turns me off from that work. So the problem with this type of thinking is the person whose work is coming off as contrived probably doesn't feel that way at all. In fact, they probably have no idea how their work is coming off to you. If I had to guess, they're probably still trying to figure out their own creative voice, and the more stuff that they make, they'll probably find it over time. So this approach that I just described, just working until you find your voice, that approach is extremely offensive to what I like to call the invisible rules of authentic creation. And that's a really good thing to offend. So what are the invisible rules of authentic creation? It's a goofy label and it's a goofy term that I came up with, but I believe it holds a lot of truth. And essentially, we all have this strange desire to make a lot of good work, but we have all these invisible rules about how that work gets made. So it can feel phony unless it comes from this very deep inspiration or these really strong feelings and by the winds of motivation. You don't want to try too hard to make that work happen. The work should just sort of, you know, happen. This way of thinking makes having a plan or a clear goal feel really dirty and like you're diluting the project down to something kind of phony. But I have to ask, to anyone out there, myself included, how's this approach working for you? Because in my experience, I've always been really disappointed with how little I actually make with this way of thinking. You know, when you wait for all the stars to align, they tend to not ever align and you don't really do much. So my argument is that you're still finding your voice, just like I'm still finding mine. But it's better to find out who you are on the field than to be sitting on the sideline and waiting for your moment to come. Because the real hard truth is, that moment will never come. Not unless you've put yourself in the game. And I'm here to say, you can be in the game and not lose your soul. There is a way to be productive and without it being contrived. So I believe there are a few ways that we can help ourselves not only create more often, but also do it without feeling phony or forced or fake or contrived. And so here are some of my thoughts on it. The first thing I want to put out there is that having a plan is not contrived. This is one of my biggest pet peeves is I'm a huge planner. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a huge planner. I just really dislike going into things without any sort of plan. It feels wasteful. I'm just very efficiency oriented. And so I just want to know, hey, we're going to point A to point B to point C. I want to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. The way I've always looked at having a plan is that basically having a plan is saying I care enough to try and help myself succeed. So making a plan is just helping yourself succeed. That's all a plan is. You're helping yourself succeed by laying out the steps you want to achieve. So having a plan is not contrived, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. The second thing is listen to yourself during the creative process. So ask yourself, does this resonate with me? And does this align with who I truly am in real time while you're working on it? And I promise you, you will quickly change if you start sensing that you're forcing it yourself. We are all our own worst critics, but sometimes we have blind spots when we're in the zone, we're just trying to get something done. You can kind of lose yourself in the moment and almost forget about yourself while you're trying to get this thing out the door. But if you're checking in on yourself in real time, saying, does this feel good to me? That's a really good way to monitor if you're being real in your creative work. That is not contrived. That is taking care of yourself. That is a good way to help yourself in the creative process. And lastly, and I think this is probably the most important, is showing up often is not contrived. So this is the one that I think matters the most, because there will be lots of days where you just don't feel like it. But my challenge to you and my challenge to myself is, are we really going to let that, the feeling that I don't feel like it, I don't feel inspired, don't feel motivated, are we going to let that stop us from finding our voice? Because all showing up is saying yes to your creative journey. All of the ups, the downs, the learning, the growth, all it is saying yes to the path. And sometimes it's going to be awesome. Sometimes you're going to feel really motivated and inspired, and sometimes you're not. But it's important that you keep showing up regardless of how you feel. One of my favorite quotes is from Stephen King. He said it in his memoir On Writing, "Amateurs sit and wait for inspiration. The rest of us just get up and go to work." So which is worse? Making something and working out the kinks to eventually find your authentic voice? Or never making anything at all because it feels contrived to try? Thanks for listening to Make Something Cool. If you like this episode, please help me out by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a 5-star rating and review there. It would mean the world to me, and it helps the show out big time. Also, if you're looking for more resources to help on your creative journey, I've got them for you. My personal favorite is Make Daily, which is a short email that I send out every morning to give you actionable ideas to help you make something cool throughout the week. You can sign up for free at makedaily.co. Also, say hi on Instagram at makesomething.cool. And I think that's it. So until next time, thanks for listening.